88.9 WLRY. It is our privilege to have a very special guest this morning, Britt Nicole, joining us. Good morning. Welcome, Britt. How is the Winter Jam Tour coming along?
Oh, it's so fun. We are so excited to come see you guys. I was on the tour last year for the West Coast run, and that was a lot of fun. And then we started back up the 1st of January, and this tour will go all the way till April. So it is a long tour. It is so much fun. There's some amazing artists out on the road, and it's a great family out here. We're having a blast so far. I actually have my kids out on the road with me, and so we're looking forward to finishing it out and obviously coming to see you guys soon.
Yeah, awesome. And I was going to ask you that. How is it being a mom on the road? You get to take the family along with you, huh?
I do, yeah, and it really just depends. Like, last weekend, I left him home with Dad, and that was a good break for Mom. You know, I got to sleep in, and I enjoyed that. But, no, I love having them out here. They have so much fun. Last year, we did two tours with Toby Mac, and my kids came for the majority of that. And so this is, you know, their first time back on the road this year. And so, you know, you never know what it's going to be like until you get out here. You try it and go, okay, like, what's going to be different about this tour? Are the kids going to sleep well? But they both slept great last night. So,
great.
For the most part, they got up, both got up once. So.
All right. Gave Mom a break.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching some video of your stage show from the first leg of Winter Jam. You got the dancers out there, and I tell you, it really looks great. What's it like trying to stay in shape for that? That's got to be tough dancing around and singing at the same time.
It is, and I need to, thanks for the reminder. I'm like, I need to go exercise today. I need to do a better job. No, you know, I grew up taking dance my whole life, really, and so I'm kind of just comfortable with moving and dancing around. And
yeah.
I'm kind of, you know, even when it comes to worship and stuff like that, even my grandfather's a pastor. So as a kid, my mom said, you know, I was just dancing in church all the time, dancing and singing. And so I feel like I've been doing that most of my life. But, yeah, I mean, we try and exercise out here on the road. Sometimes the day, is, you know, it gets away from you. But usually what I do is I will do my show, and then I sing a song with David Crowder in his set, and then I sign autographs and meet the fans, which is really fun. And then after that, I go back to my room and I work out before I go to sleep. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, sometimes I get a little too tired. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to go have some pizza. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
And that's the hard thing, too, is that the tour is so generous. They give every artist bus food, and so they provide, like, great food after the show, you know, and you're usually just ready to eat, which is sometimes a problem, but I love it. I mean, I love working out and staying healthy. I try and do my best.
Yeah, and the new album is self-titled. I believe it's your fourth CD, is that right? Well, there's a remix CD in there as well, right?
Oh, yeah, I did that remix CD, which, you know, that was my fourth, because I had the acoustic record too, but...
Okay.
The Britt Nicole record, yeah, that I just put out is my fourth, full album of brand new music, and it was so fun to make. My husband produced half of the record, so we spent a lot of time working on that, and my kids are in the studio as well. We kind of make everything just like a family affair.
Yeah.
But I got to work with some amazing producers in L.A., and some in New York as well, and so it was a really fun record to make, and now being out on the road performing all new songs, I think 5 new songs every night, and just to see the response, the fans are really, I feel like, enjoying the music and responding well, and so it's fun. It's fun to be playing new stuff.
Very good. Again, Winter Jam is coming to Schottenstein Center in Columbus January 21st, along with Britt Nicole, Crowder, 10th Avenue North, Sadie Robertson, Andy Mineo, Colton Dixon, Thousand Foot Crutch, New Song, Tony Nolan, OBB, Sarah Reeves, and Stephen Malcolm. That is quite a lineup, and you said you get an opportunity to hang out with the other artists on the road, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everyone is like, you know, loves hanging out, loves spending time together. Last weekend, you know, me and Sadie and some of the other girls, we went and had coffee and ended up talking for a couple hours.
Cool.
So it's fun just getting to know everybody and kind of encouraging each other. You know, we all are living a similar kind of life, and just to be able to be there for each other, pray for each other, it's really special. And so I'm looking forward to that, really, more than anything on the tour, just making those friendships and relationships that really God has brought into each of our lives.
Mm-hmm. And Britt Nicole again joining us. And your new CD, a self-titled one. Why a self-titled CD?
Yeah, well, my husband had the idea of doing that. You know, normally people do self-titled because their first record.
Right.
You know, people don't know who they are. And but because I had not put out music in almost 4 years, it had been 4 years since my gold record.
Yeah.
And because a lot of life had happened, you know, I got married after the gold record, and then I had my two beautiful babies, and so much had happened. And so when I went to write the record, I wrote about all those things. You know, I wrote about my husband. I wrote about my kids. I wrote about the struggle of balancing work and kids. And then obviously I wrote about my faith and my heart and things that God was doing in my life. And so it felt like a part of me was in every song. You know, it felt like this is me and these are my struggles. And this is, you know, the amazing things in my life as well. And so my husband said, you know, why don't you just call it Britt Nicole? It feels like the most like real, honest record that you have put out that really is communicating about you and your life. And I liked it. I was like, let's go with it. There wasn't really a song. Normally there's a song that stands out as like, this is the title track. And there just wasn't. They all were special in their own way, but it didn't feel like any song represented the whole record. So that's when we decided to make it self-titled. And I did it.
Yeah, awesome. And, you know, a theme on at least a couple of the songs, it seems like you're maybe talking directly to some of the young ladies out there and letting them know that God sees them as being special in his eyes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Work of Art is one of those songs, Through Your Eyes. And I performed both of those on the tour. There's another song called Better.
Yeah.
That's written to a young girl in the classroom who's hurting, and you know, people are throwing things at her, and she's just feeling like this is going to be her life forever, you know. But there's a lyric that says, one day you'll be sitting on top of the world, baby, believe it, you know. And that's just an encouraging way of saying, like, dream big, and like, this isn't your life forever, and things do get better. If it's, you know, a girl in the classroom who's being bullied, or if it's someone who's walking through something in their marriage, you know, it could be anything in your life. Just trusting God that it's going to get better, you know, and sometimes we just have to hold on to that hope that Jesus gives us, you know.
Yeah.
So, so I love just being able to write, especially to those young girls, because I feel like, you know, they're really searching and looking, and if I can be a voice into their life, I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah, those really connected with me because I have a teenage daughter who just turned 14, and I can really relate to those songs.
Yeah, what's her name?
Her name's Cora.
Cora. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And then,
I get to see her.
And I can see how girls would go through those issues that you talk about, and you probably get a chance to connect with some of them when you talk to them at the table after the show.
Oh yeah, I mean, I love these girls so much, and so many of them know, like, I always call them my friends. I'm like, I don't want to call you guys fans. It feels funny, you know, but you're my friends. And I just love to hug them. And you know, sometimes people just need a hug. Sometimes people just need, you know, a word of encouragement. And for me to just say, hey, listen, like, you might be hurting, you might be struggling, but God has an amazing plan for your life. And, you know, I see girls just break down into tears because of things that they're walking through, even in their homes with their families. And so I'm just so grateful that God, you know, allows me to just be a voice into their life. And I relate to them because, you know, my parents were divorced when I was 7 years old, and I was really broken as a teenager. And so, you know, I can relate, and hopefully my story can help them in some way.
Amen. Britt Nicole joining us today. Again, Winter Jam is coming to the Schottenstein Center. That is January 21st, and you can go to jamtour.com for tickets and more information. This has been a real pleasure, Britt. Thanks for talking to us today.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you so much, and hope to see you at the show.